Right now, the US oil prices are sitting around $57 to $58 per barrel. And over the weekend, a lot of people, especially on social media and even mainstream media, were expecting big drama. Either oil will crash badly or oil will shoot up sharply. But nothing happened. Oil just stayed calm. So the big question is why? Let's understand this slowly, step by step. First thing you need to understand is this. Capturing a country's president does not mean instant stability. And it also does not mean instant chaos. Real life doesn't work like breaking news headlines. In Venezuela's case, the biggest issue is not politics. The biggest issue is infrastructure. Venezuela's oil infrastructure is old. Much of it goes back to 1970s. Pipelines are broken, refineries are damaged, ports are outdated. Some parts don't even work anymore. So even if tomorrow everything becomes politically perfect, oil production cannot suddenly jump. It will take months, maybe years, to fix this properly. So if you look at the near-time supply, no sudden surge is possible. That is why oil did not crash. Now let's talk about the US side. President Trump openly said that major US oil companies will invest billions of dollars to rebuild Venezuela's oil sector. We are talking about companies like Chevron, Exxon, Phillips, Schlumberger. Now pause here and think like a businessman. If you were the owner of a big oil company, would you rush into Venezuela right now, when the situation is still hot? There is internal unrest, power is not fully consolidated, the vice president is in control, but stability is not guaranteed. There is always a risk of sabotage, protest, attacks on pipelines, political backlash. So no serious company is going to rush blindly. They will move slowly, carefully, and strategically. Now comes the most important part. Let's say these companies eventually invest hundreds of billions of dollars. Do you really think after spending so much money, they will flood the market with cheap oil? Of course not. If oil prices collapse, the investment is destroyed. If oil prices spike too much, demand collapses. So what will they do? They will manage supply. Their sweet spot is roughly $50 to $60 per barrel. Not too cheap, not too expensive. Stable prices, long-term production, steady profits. That's how big oil companies think. So taking control of Venezuela does not mean cheap oil for everyone. It means controlled oil. That is why the global oil market did not crash. It will likely stay dormant and then slowly rise over time. Now let's bring China into this story. Earlier, China was buying cheap Venezuelan oil. Discounted, sanction evading, friendly supply. But now with US control, things change. For China, this means strict sanctions, tighter shipping rules, insurance problems, payment restrictions. In short, China's oil becomes more expensive, even if global supply looks fine. Now, this is a strategic loss for Beijing. Energy is not optional for China. Energy is its manufacturing backbone, its export strength, its social stability. So China cannot sit quietly. So what will China do? They will buy oil from farther places, pay higher transport cost, stockpile aggressively, pay risk premiums, strengthen ties with Iran, Russia, Africa, South America. Now, all of this makes oil harder to move. Riskier to transport, costlier to secure. Now that is structurally bullish for oil. Let me explain this with a very simple example. Imagine you open your food delivery app. You see plenty of restaurants, plenty of food. So food should be cheap, right? But suddenly roads are blocked. It's raining heavily. Police checks increase. Some areas become risky. So what happens? Delivery charges go up. Restaurant add extra fees. Food did not disappear, but risk increased. That extra cost is called risk premium. That is exactly what is going to happen with oil. Oil doesn't need to run out to go up. It just needs to become harder, riskier, and costlier to move. Now we come to the Venezuela-China-US triangle. This triangle reintroduces geopolitical tension, fragmented trade routes, weaponized energy, block-based supply chains. Friction creates inefficiency. That is the same thing that is going to happen with Venezuelan oil. Venezuela plus China plus US is equal to strategic energy triangle. America will use this lever against China for sure. Any disruption, retaliation, or shadow supply squeeze will add risk premium. Risk premium is purely bullish, even if inventories look fine. That is why US leverage over Venezuelan oil raises China's energy cost. It will force China to inefficiently reroute and stockpile. It is going to reintroduce geopolitical risk premium and fragments global supply, all of which are oil supportive and structurally bullish. Now the same logic you apply with India. Right now, India is not importing Venezuelan oil. Indian refiners stopped imports in May 2025 due to US sanctions and compliance risks. But then earlier, Reliance was the biggest buyer. They almost had 90% of India's Venezuelan crude. Now here's the interesting part. After US control, America can use Venezuelan oil as a carrot for India. They can say, be closer to us, and you take Venezuelan oil. which is going to be sanction safe, insurance friendly, dollar settlement friendly. For India, that's attractive. Venezuelan crude is heavy and it is suitable for Indian refineries like Reliance, Naira, IOC. Because there is large volume, there is going to be long-term supply potential. America will use this as a carrot for India. Now, India's strategy is United States plus Russia plus Middle East. Maximum optionality, zero permanent alignment. Again, for India, it will be a walk on a tightrope. But also do not think that India is going to be helpless. Even India can create an angle. I'll give you an example of that. What India can do is play suppliers against each other, keeping prices low, staying strategically non-aligned. So the outcome is price control, not political surrender. Because the US can use Venezuelan oil as a carrot to pull India closer, but only as a bargaining tool, not as a leash. India can lean, adjust and rebalance, but it should not switch sides. Because always remember, supply of oil is politically managed, not freely competitive. And energy remains a strategic weapon. That is why zero permanent alignment is very important. And India has been doing that pretty for a very long time. That is not political surrender, that is price negotiation. And maybe this also explains one thing, why Prime Minister Modi has not said much about the US takeover of Venezuela. Because sometimes silence is strategy. It is wise and smart to stay shut and evaluate options and wait for the first move from the other side. I hope you found this video informative. Thanks for watching and I will see you in the next one.